直到永远要忠心侍奉你。
阿门。
请各位翻开启应文第三十五篇，启应文第三十五篇，管家之分。请各位翻开启应文第三十五篇，我们用启应的方式，我们交替的来念。我们先请大家，我们念第一节。
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心；在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，
你就当在这慈惠的事上也格外显出满足来。我说这话不是吩咐你们，乃是借着别人的热心试验你们爱心的实在。
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为了你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
在道理上受教的，当把一切需用的供给施教的人。
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
顺从情欲撒种的，必从情欲收获一块；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
万军的耶和华说：你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮。
以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，勤服于你们，甚至于无处可容。
因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；
没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
感谢主，就去纪念他的话。
我们请翻开出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记第八章第一节。
Exodus 8:1.
耶和华吩咐摩西说：你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Go in to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me.
我们再来看罗马书第十二章第一节。
Let's turn to Romans 12:1.
罗马书第十二章第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
今天我们来思想生命跟侍奉的问题。
Today we want to think about life and service.
我们来思想生命跟侍奉的关系。
We want to study their relationship.
生命。生命是什么？生命是神，是从神来的。
Life is granted by God.
生命是神的恩赐。
It's a gift of God.
生命是神赐给所有信靠他的人。
It's a gift for all those who believe in God.
所以生命是从神来的。
Therefore, it comes from God.
所以生命，神既是生命的源头，那么有神的人就是有神的生命，没有神的人就没有神的生命。
As God is the source of life, those who believe in Him will have life. Those who do not will not have it.
但是我们从另外一方面，从侍奉的观点来看
，Looking at another, from another point of view,
神得着人的侍奉，得到人的侍奉是神的特权。
It's God's privilege to have service by people.
神应当得到我们的侍奉。
He should receive our service.
而唯有得着神生命的人才能侍奉神。
Only those who have received life from God
can serve Him. 因为生命是侍奉的根基。
Because life is a foundation of service.
而侍奉是生命的表达。
And service is an expression of one's life.
所以生命跟侍奉是分不开的。
Therefore, these two are inseparable.
生命必须出于侍奉，必须出于生命。
service come from God, life,
生命必定产生侍奉。
And life will produce service.
当神创造我们人类的时候，他的定义，他要我们的就是要侍奉他。
The definition or the purpose of God's creation is for people to serve Him.
在创世纪，神按照他的形象来造人。
In Genesis, God created man after His own image.
在所有的神的创造物当中，只有人是按照神的形象来造的。
Because man is the only one that's created after God's image.
只有人。even 天使也不是神的形象造的。
Because angel does not have God's image.
这是为什么呢？这是为什么呢？因为神他自己把生命来赐给人。
Because God has granted life to humans.
他把他自己的生命放在我们里面。
He bestowed us with his life.
只有人能够接受神的生命。
We are the only recipients of the life.
当神创造我们人类，按照他的形象来造我们人以后，他就祝福人类。
As he has created us in his image and he blessed us.
叫人类来管理大地。
We are entrusted with dominion over the earth.
管理神所造的天地，就所造的，比如说所造的人，所造的那个，对，管理他所造的天上的飞鸟，地上的走兽和泳水里的鱼。
They are entrusted with birds in the air, the creatures on earth.And the fish in the water.
神把管理的权柄来赐给人类。
He has entrusted them with the authority to govern.
神把管理的权柄赐给人类，并不是叫人得到这个权柄以后来高抬自己。
The authority is given to them not to exalt themselves.
不是把这个权柄当作自己的产业。
It's not as something that they inherited.
乃是叫人。叫人替神来代管，来管理，做中心的管家。
But it's a trusteeship.
所以权柄是替神来代管。
So that authority is a trusteeship for one to do the work.
是按照神的心意来替主人代管。
That is to work according to the master's will.
神不但把权柄赐给人。
Not only he has given them the authority,
他也叫我们按照神他的心意来服侍。
But to serve in accordance to his will.
神告诉人说啊，说你要治理大地。
He told them to rule over the world.
治理是什么意思呢？在那个原文里面呢，治理是一个征服的意思。
One of the meaning is to conquer.
治理全体就是征服全体的意思。
That is the authority to conquer.
为什么需要征服呢？
Why?
因为从创造来说，神造了他大地呢，可以让人本来是可以让人好好居住的。
Because the original purpose of creation is for one to live there peacefully.
这是指物质方面。
That's looking at it from physical.
但是现在我们所征服的是什么？是属灵方面。
But now we need to conquer the spiritual things.
为什么神所造的大地需要人在属灵上来征服呢？
Why is that so?
这里哥罗西书第一章十六节十七节，他这样说。
Colossians says,
哥罗西书第一章十六节十七节，他们说神造天地万物都是在基督里造的。
In Colossians 1:16, for in him all things were created in heaven and on earth.
他是为着基督而造的。
It's created for Christ.
是靠着基督而立的。
Is established according to Christ.
万物都是靠着基督而立的。
They were established according to Him.
这个意思在中文很难表达得很清楚。
Maybe having a problem with Chinese expression.
这个真正的意思是什么呢？是万有都在主的里面，主的里面，主耶稣的里面，能够积极联合起来，合而为一的意思。
That is everything in Him. They congregate and they be integrated into one.
那意思就是说，所造的万物都在基督的里面密集集体起来，合而为一。
They are united in Him.
而基督就是这个合一的力量。
Because Christ is the strength of this union.
但是到了宇宙万物有了背叛，宇宙万物有了背叛的时候
，Because of the rebellion among those.
天使长背叛神的时候。
The archangel rebelled.
这个创造大地就回到变成什么没有秩序了。
it returned into chaos.
没有秩序的，混乱的，神的灵没有办法运行。
God's spirit cannot move in this chaos.
所以大地就被水所淹没。
Therefore, it was covered with water.
人不能居住了。
It became uninhabitable.
所以人所有的被造动物呢，都被分化了。
And they were scattered.
为什么呢？因为没有在基督里面合而为一。
Because they were not of one in Christ.
所以现代人，神虽然把大地修复了，
Even though God had recovered the earth,
还需要在属灵方面把万有在基督里面合而为一。
But he still will have together all in Christ to unite them.
这个合一的托付是给谁呢？是给我们人类。
It's entrusted to humans.
就是为什么我们在属灵上要征服的原因。
That's why we need to have conquering in spirit.
神把生命给我们。
God has given us life.
赐给我们权柄来侍奉他。
He entrusted us authority to serve him.
来征服万有。
To conquer all.
就是要把万有都带到主耶稣的里面，在主耶稣的里面合而为一。
To bring all to be in Christ and to unite them.
不但是这样，神还吩咐人说你要在那里修理。
God also told them.To repair.
在伊甸里面，神造了很多花草树木。
There were a lot of things God created in Garden of Eden.
为什么这里说要修理呢？
Why the repair?
是不是神所造的花草树木不好呢？
Were there any defects?
不是的，是要他所造的更好。
But it's rather it's the pruning.
所以修理的更好。
Through pruning will improve that.
所以约翰福音十五章一节二节那边哈，那这样说，主耶稣。这样说是我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Therefore, Jesus said in John 15, "You are the vine, you are the fruit of the vine."
所以为了要使枝子结果子更多呢，他就修理。
The vine must be pruned to make it more fruitful.
为了让这果子修理以后呢，结的果子更多，更多的目的是什么？是为了要荣耀神。
To bear more fruit to glorify God.
这个就是侍奉。
This is service.
神还继续对人说你们要看守。
And he said you have to watch out.
你们要看守，为什么要看守呢？
Why?
因为撒旦已经在那里面。
Because Satan is doing his work.
这个背叛的天使长已经变成撒旦。
Because the rebelling archangel has become Satan.
他是抵挡神的。
He's the one that resists God.
所以神要叫人看守。
That's why one should be vigilant.
不让仇敌进来。
So that the enemy will not come in.
不让仇敌进来来引诱人。
So will not come in to confuse people.
可惜啊，人没有好好的看守。
But the guard has been let down.
没有殷勤修理。
They did not diligently to repair.
当时亚当夏娃的时候就是这样。
That's what happened to Adam and Eve.
夏娃也许太险了。
Maybe Eve was easily tempted.
夏娃太闲了，没有事做，所以被魔鬼利用。
Maybe she was just too idle, so the devil got in.
魔鬼进到园子里面来诱惑人。
The devil got in the garden to tempt people.
撒旦引诱人、诱惑人的目的是什么？
The purpose of the temptation is
是要叫人忘记神的利益，想到自己的利益。
To cause one to forget what's beneficial to God, but what's beneficial to oneself.
忘记神的利益，想到自己的利益，想到自己的私欲，想到自己的欲望。
And from that, there comes one's own desire.
在那个约翰一书二章那边哈，约翰一书那边二章十六节那边讲哈，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲，这个都不是从神来的，而是从世界来的。
What said in first John, all these problems did not come from God, but were human created.
肉体的情欲，这个肉体的情欲在我们的思想里面，好像是指男女不正常的关系。
The desire sometimes we think of it as the lust.
其实这里有进一步的意思在里面。
But there are some other deeper meaning.
就是不应该吃的吃了。
Maybe eating something that one shouldn't eat.
不应该得的想办法去得。
Obtaining something.One should not obtain.
不该说的却说了。
Speaking the unspeakable.
不该做的却去做。
Doing the thing one should do.
这个非分的想法，非分的想法，这个就是肉体的权利。
If something one has done outside of his own scope,
人被造原是为了神的荣耀。
We were created of God's glory.
人被造原是为了神的工作，为了神的利益。
Purpose of our being created is for to serve God.
而人受探就是叫人想到自己。
The temptation was for one to refocus oneself.
叫人想到自己的利益，想到自己的欲望。
To become a self-oriented one.
魔鬼试探这样说，他说你吃了这果子以后呢，你就会像神了。
Well, one of the temptation was that after eating the fruit, you'll be like God.
这是很大的试探。
That's a great temptation.
这个试探意思是说啊，说啊，你现在可以当神了。
Maybe you're eating that, you can replace God.
你用不着侍奉神了。
You no longer need to serve him.
你可以侍奉你自己了。
You can serve yourself.
甚至于人家可以侍奉你了。
Maybe you call someone to serve you.
你想想看，如果我这样，人家侍奉我，我这样坐到这个地方，坐在宝座上，可以发号施令，这个是多么好的事情。
Maybe one think of that self-aggrandizement is very great.
他如果这样做，一个人如果是这样做的话，其实他已经失去了侍奉神的权利。
By doing so, one has lost the privilege to serve God.
他不但不能侍奉神，他连自己都没办法侍奉。
Not only that, he can't serve God, but he can't serve himself either.
反而被试探去侍奉撒旦。
But he was tempted to serve.
所以罪从一个人来进来，
Sin enters through one man.
罪从一个人入了世界，死又是从罪来的。
And consequently, death came.
什么叫罪呢？
What's sin?
罪就是撒旦的性情。
That's the nature of Satan.
撒旦用他的性情来辖制人。
He uses nature to rule over human.
用罪来辖制人。
Using the sin to conquer people.
因为当人犯罪以后，罪就入到人的里面做王了。
Because after sinning, it came in and ruled over people.
成为罪的奴仆。
Then the sinner become a slave to sin.
这是人服侍了撒旦。
Therefore, people serve Satan.
正如以弗所二章那边这样说。
Ephesians chapter 2 says.
我们都是死在罪恶过犯之中。
We have died in sin.
行事为人随从今生的风俗。
We do things according to the prevalent custom.
顺服空中掌权者的时候的首领。
To serve the one that's in the air.
就是现今在悖逆之中自止心中运行的邪灵。
That's the one that moves.In the heart of those who rebel,
放纵个体的情欲
to let loose one's lust,
随着心中肉体心中喜好的激情
to do what one think,
本来是可怒之子
even though we were son of wrath,
但是神有丰富的怜悯
but God had great compassion,
和他爱我们的大爱
and great love he has for us,
当我们死在过犯中的时候
When we died in sin,
主他为我们死
Our Lord died for us,
为我们流血
shed his blood,
神救赎我们
God save us,
神救赎我们表明他的恩慈他的恩典
to show us his great love,
什么叫怜悯呢
What is a compassion?
怜悯就是对那些犯罪的人那些求告无门的人神施下他的怜爱。
It's for those who are sinners who have no place to go. God gives grant them His great love.
什么叫爱呢
？What is love?
这个爱是神的性情，神的本性。
Love is God's nature.
神知道啊，神知道罪人才是没有不可爱，但是既然是不可爱，神仍然爱他，这个就是爱。
As we know sinners are unlovable, but God, since God's love, He'll love them.
为什么神要救人呢
？Why did God want to save us?
乃是要我们人呐、啊，回到他的侍奉里去。
The purpose for them to return to Him.
这可以从以色列他们的历史那边可以知道。
We can see that in the Jewish history.
我们知道以色列百姓是神的选民。
We know Jews were children of God.
但是他们流落到埃及地去做奴隶。
But they went to Egypt to become slaves.
他们服侍法老王。
They served Pharaoh.
法老王辖制他们，让他们做苦工。
Pharaoh ruled over them and made them work.
辖制他们做苦工，甚至于他们连活命的盼望都没有。
So they had no hope.
甚至法老王要把所有的男婴都杀死，都丢在那个尼罗河去。
Because he wanted to kill all of baby boys, so there would be no more Jews.
那是法老王要灭所有的以色列民族。
He wanted to eliminate the Jews.
当以色列百姓他们在埃及地已经绝望了，已经活命的指望都没有的时候
，When they were in despair,
他们就向神呼求，回转来向神呼求，神就及时的差遣摩西来拯救他们。
They turned around and cried unto God, and God sent them Moses.
这个故事让我们看见。
We can see from this story.
虽然以色列百姓是神的选民，
though the Israelites were chosen of God.
但是他在埃及地做奴隶的时候，他们只能服侍法老王，他们不能服侍神。
But when they were in Egypt, they could not serve God, but only Pharaoh.
服侍神是要很专一的一件事情。
Serving God needs dedication.
圣经也告诉我们，你不能服侍神，又服侍马门。
The Bible said you cannot serve God and mammon.
主耶稣说，一个人不能服侍两个主。
Our Lord said you cannot serve two masters.
不是侍奉这个，就是侍奉那另外一个。
It's either serving this one or that one.
主人向仆人所要求的是完全。
Because the master has totality of the servant.
而仆人对主人的顺服也是绝对。
And the obedience from the slave to the master is absolute.
做仆人、做奴仆是一生的事情。
The slave is a lifelong job.
不是说你今天服侍法老王，明天可以服侍神。
There's no change allowed in lifetime.
不但是说你不可以同时间来服侍两位。
Not only you cannot serve two masters.
并且你一生终身的只能服侍一位，服侍那又真又活的神。
Not only that, but you have to serve all through your life to the true God.
以色列百姓在埃及地不能服侍神，只能服侍法老王。
Israelites could only serve Pharaoh in Egypt.
这是非常痛苦的事情。
It's a very painful experience.
因为法老王不好服侍。
Because Pharaoh was half to please.
撒旦不好服侍。
Satan was hard to please.
唯有我们的主，他是最讲理的。
But it's only our law is most reasonable.
我们正在感谢赞美主，因为他是最值得我们这样服侍的。
Because he is really most worthy of our service.
当神的选民回转归向神，向神呼求的时候，神就及时的差遣摩西来拯救他们。
When God's chosen people turn around and cry unto God, God immediately sent Moses to them.
以色列百姓被拯救出来以后，目的并不是说仅仅上身体上得到自由。
God's salvation for the Jews in Exodus is not just physical freedom.
乃是有自由之身来服侍神。
But physical freedom so they can serve God.
什么叫自由呢
？What's the freedom?
自由的意思就是说你能做应当做的事。
Freedom means you should do what you should be doing.
你也能不做不应当做的事。
And also.Not doing things that's forbidden.
当我们有罪的时候，我们就没有自由了。被罪辖制，我们就没有自由了。
When we have sins, we're ruled by sins. We have no freedom.
我们知道这个是应该做的，但是我们偏偏不去做。
We may know something we should do, but we neglect it.
我们偏偏这个做的不好，但是我们还是去做了。
Something we shouldn't do, but we continue doing.
这是没有自由。
That's lack of freedom.
自由乃是神要你做你应该做的事，你就去做。神不要你做那不应该做的事，那就不要去做，就给你自由。
Freedom is doing something God wants you to do and not doing those who are forbidden.
罗马书第六章那边讲讲，你们从前做罪的奴仆，现在呢却脱离罪的奴仆。
Romans 6:1 said, In the past you were slave of sin, now you have got out of that state.
两个奴仆，本来是罪的奴仆，现在变成义的奴仆。
It's a transition from being slave to sin to slave to just.
所以你如果不是义的奴仆的话，你就是罪的奴仆。
because either you are the slave of justice or slave of sin.
神把你我把从黑暗的钳子里面牵到他爱子的国度里面。
God has got us out of the realm of darkness into the kingdom of His Son.
神拯救你我。
It saves us.
是要我们释放得自由。
So we'll be released and receive freedom.
是要我们自由之身来侍奉我们的神。
So we'll have freedom so we can serve Him.
有神生命的人不但是能够自由地侍奉神。
The one who has a life of God not only can serve God,
也是很自然的自然的侍奉神。
And will serve God in natural way.
也是很甘心乐意的来侍奉神。
They'll serve willingly.
有没有看见人侍奉神很不得已的？
Have you seen somebody who served God grudgingly?
侍奉起来好辛苦啊。
That may cause them a lot of hardship in such service.
如果你体验到神的恩典，神爱你，神拯救你，因着神爱的缘故，你很自然的、很自由的来侍奉神。
As you have experienced God's grace, then you would serve Him very naturally, very freely.
是哪一些人是被神所选召来侍奉他呢？
Who are the ones that have been chosen by God to serve Him?
在旧约我们知道是祭司是被选召来侍奉神的。
We know in the Old Testament there were priests.
当神把以色列百姓带到西南山下的时候，神赐给他们十条诫命。
When God took the Israelites to Mount Sinai, He gave them ten commandments.
神与他们立约说
，He made a covenant with them.
如果你听我的话
，If you obey me,
所我的诫命
，obey my commandments,
你们就做我特别的显明。
You'll be my chosen people.
你们要成为一个祭司的国度。
You'll be a nation of priests.
每一个人都是祭司。
Each one will be a priest.
每一个人都是侍奉神的人。
Each one will serve God.
神呼召全国的百姓来侍奉他。
God called the whole nation to serve Him.
但是有一个条件。
But there is a requirement.
必须要回应他的呼召。
But they must turn back to Him.
必须是要听他的话。
They must.Obey His calling,
遵守他的约
obey the covenant,
这样才能做祭司来侍奉神。
Only then can they be the priest to serve Him.
每一个人都应该侍奉神。
Each one should serve God.
神对侍奉的呼召是给所有的人的。
That calling is for everybody who's with Him.
是给所有蒙神救赎蒙恩的人的。
That calling for everyone who has been saved by Him.
当真正的能够回应这个呼召的是什么？是对神的话语有绝对顺服的人。
And the respondent must be the one who understands His commandment.
是的，神呼召以色列百姓来侍奉他。
Many were called.
可惜呢，当摩西要在山上领受两个法本带下来的时候，看见他们竟然怎么样呢？竟然去拜金牛犊去了。
Even as Moses coming down with two tablets containing the commandments, they were there already worshiping the golden cow.
什么叫做拜金牛犊？什么叫侍奉金牛犊呢？就是侍奉马门。
The meaning of this is serving mammon.
因此，以色列百姓就不配侍奉神。
Consequently, they have disqualified themselves.
但是感谢神，有一帮人仍然被神的拣选来侍奉神。
God, because their son were still chosen.
就是利未人。
These are the Levites.
这一批人虽然是跌倒过
，though they have fallen.
但是当神借着摩西来呼召他们，叫他们站在神这边的时候，他们就站在神这边。
When God called them through Moses, asking them to stand aside, and they did.
他们站在营门口，站在另外一边。为什么要站在另外一边呢
？Why did they step aside?
站在另外一边的意思是什么？表达他们悔改、认罪、悔改的心。
That shows their repentance.
在以色列的十二个支派当中，只有利未支派这个支派能够肯、愿意的这样站出来。
Of the 12 tribes of Israelis, only one tribe was willing to do that.
虽然他们曾经犯过罪
，though they have sinned,
他们却愿意悔改、回转到神的面前。
They're willing to repent and turn to a God again.
站在神这边。
They to stand on God's side.
所以神就拣选了利未这个支派来侍奉神。
So God had chosen the Levites to serve him.
到了新约时代
In the New Testament time.
到了新约时代，主耶稣他在十字架上所流的宝血。
When Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross.
他所流的宝血所成就的救赎是完全的。
He accomplished the perfect salvation.
凡是那些愿意认罪悔改的人，都可以来到神的面前。
Those who are willing to repent of sins, they can all come to in front of God.
都有可以来到神的面前，像什么呢？像一个活死就会长大的活死一般。
So they can grow into living stones.
被建造成为灵宫。
So they can be the part of the spiritual power.
成为被拣选的族类。
So they can become the chosen race.
君尊的祭司。
So they can become the dignified.
圣洁的国度。
In the holy kingdom,
神的子民
they can be children of God.
叫我们靠着主耶稣的宝血，能够献上我们属灵的祭物。
So that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can put forth our spiritual offering.
我这样的献上能够让神来悦纳的。
Such offering will be pleasing to God.
罗马书十二章以前他们说将身体献上。
Romans 12:1 says, dedicate your body.
身体不是只有一个 physical 而已，身体是全人的，是身心灵全然的献上。
When we talk about body, it's not just a physical thing, but it's all.
在旧约啊，如果人受神的恩典、神的恩爱以后，就拿一只羊、拿一只牛献上。
In the Old Testament, when one was graced by God, they would take a cow to as an offering.
然后呢，拿这个祭物献上呢，就跟他烧，一直烧。
So that they'll burn this offering.
这个叫做燔祭。
This is what we call it.
一直烧，烧到什么呢？烧到成灰的时候，神才悦纳。
That is that offering must be burned to ashes. That will show the God's complete acceptance.
到了新约时代，神不要你一只羊，一只牛。
In the New Testament, God no longer requires a burnt offering.
献牛献羊太容易了
，because it's easily done.
神要的是你自己
，because God wants you yourself.
他要你自己献上
，he wants you to be offered.
献上自己当做活祭
，as a living sacrifice.
祭物是死的
，because an offering is a dead thing.
那表示说你的里面的东西，老我是死的。
That is to say, your old self inside must be dead.
为什么呢？因为主已经替你死了。
Because the law has died for you.
你现在活着的是替那为你死而复活的那个主来活出来。
Because you are living vicariously for the law who died for you.
所以你是属于神的，你不再为自己活。
So you're no longer living for yourself, but living for your Lord.
所以有神生命的人是为了呢？为了他而活，为了要讨他的喜悦，为了要遵他的旨意而活。
So those who have been saved by him, you live for his pleasure and to glorify him.
所以我们说要服侍，并不是这样容易的，有一定的过程。
So when we say to serve, it's not so easy because there is a certain process to undergo.
你自己先要有神的生命。
First, you must have the life of God.
然后把自己身体献上，把自己奉献。
Then you dedicate yourself as an offering.
然后人才能侍奉神。
Only then can you serve God.
有一些人的观念认为说，谈到奉献，那奉献就要做牧师的，要做全时间传道人。
Some people think.That dedication means one to become a pastor or a preacher.
如果要做全时间传道人，那我就不做了。
Maybe that's too hard. I don't want to put for full time.
是的，是我太不敢了，我不敢就不敢奉献了。
And that caused me not to hold back.
奉献是什么呢
？What is offering?
奉献是什么意义呢？它所包含的条件是什么呢
？What are the requirements?
奉献另外一个说法是什么？是指成圣的意思。
In other words, it's a sanctification process.
是我为主的缘故，自己分别为圣。
That is, I separate myself for the sake of our Lord.
我为主的缘故，自己分别为圣，来把自己归给主用。
so that I dedicate myself to the Lord's use.
靠着主耶稣他一次的献上
through his one time and giving,
就得以成圣
so that we can be sanctified.
我借着主耶稣的宝血叫人能够成圣，能够为主所用
through Jesus' blood, so we can be sanctified, so we may be useful to him.
有一个神学者他是这样说一句话，
That was a theologian who once said,
他说重生是神给我们的。
He said, being born again is a gift of God.
但是奉献是我们给神的。
But the dedication is our gift to God.
这个说明重生跟奉献的关系。
That shows the relationship between these two.
当我们说颠倒了，是完完全全的交托出来。
There will be no exception, but it's a total dedication.
这个就保罗在罗马书十二章一节那边呢讲的，把身体献上。
This is what Paul means in Romans 12:1.
所以记得，所以记得，当我们要侍奉的时候，我们先要得到神的生命。
So remember, when we want to serve, first we must receive life from God.
有神的生命，然后呢才能够奉献，把身体献上，当做活祭献上。
With that.Then can we make offering of our body as a living sacrifice?
这样奉献之后才能侍奉。
Only that can we serve.
我问我们当中的基督徒。
I want to ask the Christians in our midst.
我很虚伪说问你这个问题，你有没有神的生命？
Have you have God's life in you?
你有没有将自己分别为圣，交托奉献给神？
Have you sanctified yourself and trust yourself to the Lord?
这是神的命令。
This is God's commandment.
这是神的命令，人没有办法选择。
That's not our choice.
人也不能为自己留下什么。
We cannot hold back anything for ourselves.
原文现在的意思哈，在动词里面 tense 里面哈，是过去完成的意思。
When we talk about offering in the original text.It's a past tense.
那是指说已经做了，那个人已经做了。
It's an accomplished fact.
我已经献上了。
I have dedicated.
并且我相信神已经悦纳我的献上了。
Not only that, but I believe God has gladly received my offer.
如果你有这样的经历啊，这是在生活上是个很大的转机。
If you have such experience, there will be.There would have been a great change in you.
什么转机呢？是主权的改变。
That is, there is a change in who is in charge.
那是过去你以自我做中心的，现在以主他做中心。
With that transformation, in the past, you were in charge. Now the Lord is.
主坐在宝座上，以主为中心的那种生活。
It's God center, not your center.
自己是被神的宝血，这样主的宝血所买赎来的。
Because you have been redeemed by His blood.
是没有自己的，是主的产业。
Therefore, you have become part of His inheritance.
是主的仆人。
You become His servant.
主他做主。
Because He is your Lord.
哦，你所服侍的是都是为了主的荣耀。
So all of your service should be unto His glory.
如果是这样的话，你就不一定要做全时间的传道人。
You can do such things. You don't have to be a full-time preacher.
除非神呼召了你。
Unless God called you.
你不一定要当执事。
You don't have to be a deacon.
除非神感动你。
Unless God has moved you.
除非你很羡慕主的圣功。
Unless you are very envious of being God, part of God's word.
除非你有圣经的引证。
Unless you have a revelation from Bible.
有弟兄姊妹的引证。
You have the trust of all your brothers and sisters.
你自己生活上的见证。
And you have a testimony in your life.
执事不是显出来的。
Deacons are not selected.
执事是被看出来的。
They are the one that's been seen by others.
弟兄姊妹，你们仔细看。
Look around.
哪一个人可以适合做属灵的模范
？Who can be a spiritual model?
你就选他，你就投他。其实先看，然后再投。 选他成为一个执事。
You look at him and then you select him.
你要注意那些哦，那些真的愿意为主所用的人，都是自己感到自己不配的人。
All those who are really used by God, they look at themselves as deemed to be unworthy.
是没有自己的意识在里面的。
They no longer have their own will.
乃是很愿意的让神得着。
But they were willingly to be received by God.
那是要借着我们让神的旨意能够成全。
So that through us, God's will may be done.
什么叫奉献呢？很简单，就是照神的旨意来行，这个就奉献。
The meaning of dedication is to do God's will.
奉献之后呢，才能够谈福祉。
Only that, then we can talk about other things.
所以，谈服事，所以 service， 所以当一个人一得救，得到生命，把自己当做活祭献上以后，侍奉就开始了。
Only through this complete process, then can you begin the service.
当一个人得救得生命，把自己当做活祭献上以后，侍奉才开始。
That's how you begin your service, or with receiving life and not with other things.
奉献不是一次或者一时的
，dedication is not once, it's not temporary，
乃是天天献上的
，but it's a daily offering，
天天背起主的十字架来跟随主
，it's carrying and taking out his cross and following him daily。
我问你们诸位，我问，你们愿意不愿意天天把自己献上？
I'm asking you, are you willing to dedicate yourself each day?
天天的献上自己来服侍我们的神。
Each day, offer yourself to serve our God.
你愿意不愿意让灵火天天的在你里面燃烧？
Are you willing to let the fire of spirit to burn inside you?
一直烧到没有你自己烧成灰这样，神才会喜悦。
To burn until all you become ash, no longer there's you inside, and then it's pleasing to God.
当没有自己以后，神的心意才会满足。
Only then can God be satisfied.
你愿意不愿意？神给你生命，你还给他，为他来服侍。
Are you willing to give back to God the life He has granted you, so you can serve Him?
用生命来服侍他。
To serve Him with your life.
用生命。用生命来回应他，用生命来侍奉我们的主。
Using life to respond to him, to serve him.
愿我们每一个人都回应他的呼召。
May each one of us will respond to his call.
听他的话。
To obey him.
遵守他的约。
To obey his covenant.
按照神对你我对每一个人特别的旨意，特别的旨意来服侍他。
To serve him in accordance to his will on you.
而愿主的旨意能够成全。
May God's will be done.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，谢谢你的话。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
谢谢你把独生爱子赐给我们。
God, we thank you for giving us your beloved only Son.
谢谢你将你自己的生命给我们。
We thank you for giving us your own life.
我们本来是不配的。
Though as we were unworthy,
但是你的爱这样的大，超过我们所求所想的。你既然爱我们爱到底，你自己愿意死在十字架上。
Your love for us is so great, you're willing to die for us on the cross.
让我们能够有这样的福分，能够成为你的儿女。
So that we have this blessing to become your children.
主啊，我们愿意在这里这样说，我们真是愿意把自己一生的道路。奉献给你。
Lord, we really wish to say we entrust you with all of our lives.
你带领我们走前面侍奉的路。
To lead us in the path of service.
无论你要我们做什么。
Whatever you want us to do.
是按照你自己的旨意行。
To be done in accordance to your will.
主耶稣，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
也愿你自己的旨意真是行在这个教会上。
May your will be done in this church.
你自己仍然掌管。
So you will continue to rule over us.
你自己仍然做这个教会的头。
Be the head of this church.
让我们匍匐在你面前。
So that we bow in front of you.
成为你自己的器皿。
To become your vessels.
成为你自己心爱的使用的器皿。
vessel to be beloved of you.
为了你自己的荣耀。
For your glory.
主，谢谢你。
Oh, we thank you.
奉耶稣的名。
We ask in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们再唱诗歌，我们请唱诗歌316首。
Let's sing 316.
再唱一遍。
唯有三生所信的子孙，并且有三生他必定能够保守我所加给他的，都全被直到那里。
我们请荣耀荣弟兄，让我们做奉献祷告。荣弟兄，站站。我们请刘志安弟兄帮我做个祷告。
主，我们从这天上父母真是谢谢你，当我们来到你的面前的时候，我们心充满了感谢，因为你在一切的事情上为我们预备，在一些事情上带领我们。主，我们求主，平常我们在这里有侍奉的心，让我们在这里能够得到你自己的荣耀。主，我们仰望你。
阿门。
主，我们现在要操练我们的奉献。主啊，你让我们自己每一个人查看我们自己的心，将你所认得的跟我们愿奉的都交在台前。
阿门。
不光是金钱，给我们时间，给我们的能力，所以我们真是仰望你，向祷告基督可以奉献自己的一切。
阿门。
说啊，欢迎。
我们当中有没有第一次来到我们中间的？好不好？请你带了人，或者请你站起来自我介绍一下。你第一次来到我们中间的 ？Do we have any first-time newcomer? Those are 旧人，都是来过的。好，他们来过，但是很久没有来。Yeah, will you introduce yourself? 介绍一下。谢谢Nati。欢迎他。那个，诸位弟兄姊妹，今天下午你们要付上很大的祷告的代价。因为我们有 annual meeting， 还有章程的讨论，还有各方面对教会的未来有很大的影响。盼望诸位弟兄姊妹会下午的一点的 annual meeting 来祷告，也特别请信徒们一定要参加，为了教会一定要来参加。教会的周间的礼拜，礼拜三、礼拜五，也请弟兄姊妹踊跃的参加。因着爱主的缘故，因着主爱的缘故。特别为其他的需要的弟兄姊妹来代祷，也许我们知道，也许我们不知道，我们因着主爱的缘故，我们为他们祷告。真是愿主自己的爱在我们中间。我们说主的爱并不是说只是嘴巴说说而已，付上祷告的代价，付上真正的关怀的代价。愿这个教会成为合神心意的教会。